This particular edition of the Power Must Change Hands, you and I have a battle to fight. A very strong battle indeed. But let me explain to you the principles and the strategies before we start praying now. Some of the things we are going to battle here this morning have been in many families for generations. Unfortunately, the word of Isaiah has come to pass again. My people perish for lack of knowledge. The words of Isaiah has come to pass again. Ignorance has kept God's people from possessing their possession. Listen and listen to me very carefully this morning. If you pray on this topic of this morning, and you left palm or sentences with your voice lost, but you won the battle, you have made a good bargain, because your voice shall come back. We're looking at what I call battling the thou shall not curses. Battling the thou shall not curses. The thou shall not curses. In Genesis chapter 49, Genesis 49, begin to read from verse 1. I told you this is a short service, so make sure your attention is set completely. Battling the thou shall not curses. Genesis chapter 49. Please, if you are there, say yes. If you are looking for it, we shall wait for you. Genesis chapter 49. In Genesis chapter 49, we see Jacob, the patriarch, blessing or cursing his children, as the case may be. Unfortunately, there was a particular curse that he mentioned, which raged against someone then, but is unfortunately still raging today. Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called unto his sons, and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Then he started with the firstborn. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity, and the excellence of power. This is what this man is supposed to be. Might, strength, dignity, power. Verse 4. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. A curse was issued against Reuben. Thou shalt not excel. A curse is a killer that destroys with terrible violence. In fact, to be quite honest with you, the first curser in the Bible was God himself. The first one. God was the first curser. And you can still see the effect of that. A curse is something that turns fertile land to desert. It distributes what we call the harvest of failure. It is a force working against people or a person or a group of people. It is the opposite of blessing. It's a counterforce that overpowers blessings. A curse is like an evil chain around a person's life, originated by spoken words. It is a violent spiritual energy, originated through verbal pronouncements. A curse is a satanic mandate to wreck a person, a place, or a thing. A curse is an expert at putting a ceiling upon your life. It's an unseen force sabotaging your best efforts. It is the principle in the school of setback. Once somebody is struggling against something, you cannot master it, you don't understand it, you don't know where it's coming from, you are fighting against a curse. A curse makes somebody to be greeted with failure where others are succeeding. There are many categories of curses. There are prophetic curses. There are diabolical curses. There are territorial curses. There is community curse. There is ministerial leprosy curses. There are divine curses. There are personal curses, self-imposed curses. There are global curses. There are family curses. There are ancestral or generational curses. There are geographical curses. There is racial curses. There is pursuing curses. There is parental curses. There are witchcraft curses. There are curses from shedding innocent blood. There are transferred curses. There are hope-based curses. There is a curse of the Avenger. There are marital curses. This one is a thou shall not curse. Reuben was the oldest and by all right the heir to the wealth and promises of Jacob. He was supposed to receive double the inheritance, but Reuben lost this special honor. And since he lost it, the tribe of Reuben never became the greatest of nations. The tribe of Reuben had dreams that never got carried out. The tribe of Reuben was the first of the 12 tribes of Israel to be attacked by King Assyria when the king came to capture them. And he carried them away into captivity. In Numbers 16, when Korah, Dathan, and Abiram began to rebel against Moses, the tribe of Reuben was one of those that entered the ground alive. This is a serious matter. When it says, thou shalt not excel, it means thou shalt be first no more. It means thou shalt not be celebrated. It means thou shalt not meet the mark. It means thou shalt not prevail. It means thou shalt not be on top. It means thou shalt amount to nothing. It means thou shalt not succeed. There are people here, plenty, listen to me. Check your life very well. Is there any thou shalt not curses operating in your life? Have you noticed the operation of thou shalt not curses against your destiny? Have you noticed the thou shalt not curse against your generation? Those thou shalt not curses can bring termination. It can bring infirmity. It can bring bad luck. It can bring reduction. It can bring delay. It can bring all kinds of health problems. It can bring all kinds of gynecological problems. It can give all kinds of instability, poverty, demotion, stagnancy, sleeplessness. This thou shall not curses. Thou shall not curses possess devastating power when uttered by somebody with authority over you. Because it will tie down the person's head by an invisible chain, and the person will not even know what is happening in the person's life. I'm praying for somebody here today, and let your amen roar like thunder and fire. I'm praying for somebody here today. All the thou shall not curses working against your life shall be buried alive today. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Are not curses. They can be issued by parents. Are you here today and you actually offended your parents and they've issued curses against you? You will need to repent before the Lord today and break these curses. This is a very, very serious matter and I want you to understand it very well. One of the saddest cases I've ever seen was a particular court case. Mother was murdered. This boy, about 7 or 9 years old, went to court to testify against his own father that his own father was one that killed his mother. And on the strength of the evidence this boy was giving against his own father, they threw the father into life jail and the father issued a curse. Are you this boy? Came here to tell lies against me. You will never, never find your way. A thou shall not curse was issued against him. That he will never find a direction. At the age of 23, this boy had become a confused man. Nothing worked. Marriages did not work. He had children, they died. Everything collapsed around him. Until he had to now go and confess to the police that he was actually the one who killed his own mother, not the father. But told lies against the man. Thou shalt not curse us. If you are here today and your parents have issued curses against you, as you repent before the Lord today, the Lord shall deliver you. Thou shalt not curse us. They can be issued by husbands against wife, wife against husband. It can be issued by a mentor. It can be issued by a prophet. When it is issued by a prophet, it's a very serious problem indeed. Because you need somebody with a greater anointing to counsel what you have said. It can be issued by a man of God. It can be issued by a pastor. So you have to be very, very careful. It can be issued by your boss, where you were an apprentice. So if you are learning under somebody, you've got to be very careful how you deal with that person's customers. It can be issued by a person who has been so good to you. You drank from the person's well before, now you are against the person. It can be issued by abandoned children. There could be men here who have had children, got people pregnant, they deny, I don't know anything about it, they leave the children to float. Those children can issue curses against such fathers. It can be issued by the powerless. There is something called the curse of the powerless. You are maltreating somebody who cannot fight you back. And then there is a problem. Daddy is busy sleeping with the house help and began to abort for the house help. The curse of the powerless will begin to work. It can be issued by aborted children. It can be issued by those you cheat or you are stealing from. It can be issued by those you are bearing false witnesses or lying against. It can be issued by jilted lovers. It can be issued by stolen wife or stolen husbands. It can be issued by people who belong to the homes that another person has broken. It can be issued by you when you are disloyal to somebody who has been good to you. It can be issued when you are busy destroying the destiny of other people's children. You say you are a lecturer, you are a teacher, but you are busy sleeping with other people's children, confusing their lives. You have your own children somewhere else. It will be issued against you. It can be issued when you intentionally destroy somebody else's property. Thou shalt not curse. The thou shalt not curse is divided into two categories. There is the righteous ones, which I've just listed for you. Then the unrighteous one. There is the lawful one, which I've just listed for you. There is the unlawful one. The unlawful on the unrighteous thou shalt not is the one that the enemy is issuing. Say, over my dead body will you do this? Over my dead body will you do that? Those are the curses by the enemy. Those are the unrighteous ones. Those are the unlawful ones that you can battle to a standstill anytime, any day. But the lawful ones require a process, which I'm going to tell you very soon before we start praying now. But when a person is under a thou shall not curse, it ties an invisible rope around your waist. Anywhere you want to go, they pull you back. When somebody is under the thou shall not curse, it retains you in an evil bus stop. Pushes you back to zero level, no matter how high you rise. It will be resisting your forward movement. It will be bringing you what you call in deliverance, automatic failure mechanism. It will be bringing down the head. Anytime the person is trying to lift the head, it brings it down. The person will be headed for greatness, but it demotes the person. The thou shall not curse will convert the person to a golden ornament in a dungeon. It will dissolve the focus of the person and to eat away any form of progress. Thou shall not curse. It makes you lower than your contemporaries. You find a situation, two professors in the same university. One has 3-4 cars, the other one they are pushing his car to start. They're contemporaries. Some say, well, I'm still an advocate of Nigeria. See him doing well. So another one, which is yours, you can call him Sansa. Still the same contemporary. The thou shall not curse. They do that to people. Thou shall not curse. We slim down a person so that your coat of honor will be oversized. The thou shall not curse. They release an aura of bad luck. an aura of unexplainable hatred. They will cause stillness and cause the person to be bypassed. The person begins to have helpless helpers and repeated embarrassing failures, and the juniors begin to overshadow the person. It is a terrible thing indeed. This was what Reuben faced. But there is a way out. One, you need to be born again. That is not negotiable. A lot of people go to church but they are not born again. This born again thing has been misinterpreted so many times. Oh, a lot of people who claim to be born again are not born again, but they are born against. Because Bible says, whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Those who are born again, they don't tell lies. They don't steal. They don't commit fornication. They don't commit adultery. They don't steal. They don't bear false witness. Those who are born again. Meaning that we Christians in Nigeria, we need to pray. Many of our leaders that you claim are born again, they are not born again, they are born against. New birth. Salvation. Bible salvation. That's the first thing. Two. Total repentance. I know a man many years ago, I think this was 1998, he had offended his parents greatly, and the father undressed, and in that naked form issued curses against him that he will forever be going around in a circle, and he kept going in that circle until he came to mountain of fire, and we prayed. He did deliverance. The Lord said, you have to send him to the cemetery. To the cemetery. He has to go and stand by the graveside of this man that died and cried for repentance there. The man had to go to, they call the cemetery Aquino. I don't know whether he's still there. So he went there and cried and repented and wept and wept and wept. So that the curses of vagabond they put on him will break. Three, restitution. You've cheated somebody, taken his thing, return what you have stolen. You have wrongfully acquired something, return it. You have to make that restitution. Four, apology and begging where necessary. Apology and begging where necessary. Five, break the curses. Which is why we're here this first 5 months of the year. Six, seek prophetic prayer. Prophetic prayer. Reuben would have died a complete failure. But thank God something happened. The curse that Jacob, his father, issued upon him, there was somebody that helped him. In Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy 33. I read just verse 1 and verse 6. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Verse 6. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. The curses that Jacob issued, Moses had to stand there and break it to help Reuben. This morning, I'm standing there as a Moses to break those curses that the enemy might have issued against you. So wherever the thou shall not curse is coming from, by the power in the blood of Jesus, they shall be broken to pieces today. Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. But you see, if you are here in this service, you are not born again, I know these kind of curses are fighting you. Don't waste time. Quickly jump out of your seat and run to this altar or any of the two altars at the back, so that the Lord of hosts can help you today. You say, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I know that I've been laboring under these curses. Either this altar or the two altars at the back. Run there very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Your gift of love, they crucify, they left and scorned, in as he died. Your awful gift, dead in the cross, was to be
of you at the altars, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes where you are and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know you care for me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. As from today, let any curse that I'm laboring under be broken to pieces. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision. Father, keep them standing by your path. Lay your hands upon their destiny. Write their names in the book of life. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads and begin to confess our sins to the Lord. Any sin that will hinder us from being blessed today, let the Lord to forgive. His power is here. His ability is here. Jesus is here. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Almighty fortress is our God, our bulwark never failing. Our helper, he armies of God, with mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient fear doth seek to work us wrong. His craft and power great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. And all this world with devils filled shall threaten to undo us. We will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, follow his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. Christian soldiers onward go, Jesus' triumph you shall know. Fight the fight, maintain the strife, strengthened with the bread of life. Join the war and face the foe, Christian soldiers onward go. Boldly stand in danger's power, trust your captain, prove his power. Let your drooping hearts be glad, march in heavenly armor clad. Fight, no think the battle long, soon shall victory be your song. Sorrow must not dim your eye, soon shall every tear be dry. Banish fear, you shall succeed. Great your strength, even great your need. Onward then in battle move, more than conquerors you shall prove. Those opposed by many a foe, Christian soldiers onward go. That word above all earthly path, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, to heedful widows let goods and kindred go. This mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever, his kingdom is forever, his kingdom is forever.
Amen. If you are a firstborn and in this service, could you please rise up on your feet now? Whether you are a firstborn or not, it is time to pray this prayer now. Whether you are married or not, pray the prayer for your firstborn. Parents can stand a gap for their children. Also, you can pray for yourself. You can pray for your brother. You can pray for your sister. If you are not a firstborn, you can pray for somebody you know who is a firstborn. Praise the Lord. So while all the firstborn are remaining standing, can you say this after me? I am a firstborn. I am the beginning of strength of my household. I am the excellence of dignity, excellence of power. I shall not be a deficit unto the world. I shall be as stable as a rock. I shall excel, and no one shall defile me. I shall not die a grievous death. I shall not be an infant of days. Neither shall I be an adult that has not fulfilled his years. I shall have the might of Samson, but not his carelessness. I shall have the wisdom of Solomon. That is Adam. I shall have the holiness of Job. And not his calamities. I shall possess the gate of my enemies. I shall not be subject to pain or poverty. The enemy shall not outwit me. The Lord shall anoint me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. The fire of the enemy shall not burn me. I rededicate myself this day to the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and Jacob, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. A sevenfold amen. Father, as a follow-up to the confession your children have made, any area in which the enemy has blocked their way, let the way begin to open now. Anyone who has come here with the oil, let your power for breakthrough fall upon those oil. Let the blood of Jesus flow into it. In the name of Jesus. As you have decreed in your mouth, I stand as a prophet of the Most High God, and I decree that it shall be so in the name of Jesus. The servant for the man. Let's remain standing now. But if you are here, you know there are people you have offended, and you know they issued curses against you. You know your parents were not happy with you. They issued curses against you. Please get on your knees where you are. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Bring quality repentance before the Lord, so that the prayers we are going to start praying now will not experience any hindrance. I give you time to do that now. Of Jesus, and by the power of him who promised that though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. by that power. Lord, let your mercy reign and forgive your people. In the name of Jesus. Everybody remain standing now. The prayer of this morning, I need to ask you whether you are ready for it. Because it's not a gentleman's prayer. It's not the kind of prayer you pray, your body, your soul, your spirit does not know you are praying. It's not a prayer that is like ice cream. Some of the things we want to battle now started from some people right from the womb. Some, their own started even before they were conceived. A curse of thou shall not be great was waiting for them. Thou shall not marry is waiting for them. Thou shall not prosper is waiting for them. Thou shall not have children is waiting for them. Thou shall not build a house is waiting for them. Thou shall not progress is waiting for them. They were just born into it and they collected it. The first prayer I want you to pray. The first prayer I want you to pray. As we begin to pray this prayer, a lot of things will begin to happen here. A lot of miracles will begin to happen. Because once those curses are broken and the demons in charge of them have been dispatched away, then breakthrough begin to flow in. Can you shout this loud and clear? Make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours. Thou shall not curses against my life. Can you shout it loud? Break! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and break. Thou shall not curses against my life. Break! Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why Jesus brought you here. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to double your aggression. Things have started happening. Now, identify an area you want to face. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your life. Maybe it's your calling. Look at the area where the enemy has been pushing you back. You will now identify that area. You will say, every curse of thou shall not prosper, or thou shall not build a house, thou shall not travel anywhere, thou shall not marry, thou shall not have children, thou shall not move forward. You need to identify your own. Don't listen to what anybody is saying. Everybody is before God now. Open your mouth and begin to break it. Bapota sepiali katandaka. Derika setende kayabo shentera basanta. Be specific now. Break, 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 break. Aha! I told you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. I stand here like Moses stood for Reuben, and I decree upon your life now that any curse under which you labor, I command it to be broken now. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Silence now. Please don't say anything until I ask you to talk. Don't even say amen until I ask you to talk. When I want you to say amen, I will say so. But right now, just connect your faith to our own here. Father, I stand here as a servant. Anyone in this garden now, that which should make them great has been buried with a dead relative. Unto such people, wherever they are, let the power of God fall upon them now. Let that yoke of the grave sealing their future be broken now by the power and the blood of Jesus. As the first person, that's number two, that's number three, that's number four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Father, I'm praying right now for anyone in this gathering, and there are witchcraft curses working against their destiny. Every time they gather to issue curses upon you, Mapota, Lika, Ribo, Sepia, Lika, Tenda. You that person over there, the curses of which come upon your life is broken now. Right there where you are. In the name of Jesus. That's the first person again. Number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Aha! It's happening. Can you now lift up your voices with fire and shout this way? I'm going to shout my own. Any curse of thou shall not accept. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Enough is enough. Jesus. 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 Piatikasa lekaya besha. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch your right hand to the heavens. Father, these hands that are stretched to you, pour the blood of Jesus on these hands. Pour the fire of deliverance upon these hands. Convert these hands to a battle axe to set your people free. In the name of Jesus. You start with your head. Lay the hand upon your head. Say, any curse issued against my head. Pray! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. As you smite that head, any curse issued against that head will be broken instantly. Get yourself ready. One, two, three. Four. Don't please call him for that. Five! Six! Seven! Today is the day of release. Get us ready again. This is your chest now. Lay your hands upon your chest. Say, any curse issued against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. In Jesus' name we pray. Get yourself ready. Is that chest? You're going to smite now. As you smite that chest, any curse involving your general life and your destiny shall be broken. One. Look at what is happening over there. That's right. Two. Three. Four. Makatesa Pialika. Ribo Sende Kayaba. Five. Six. Seven. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Your arm and your stomach. Something is about to happen now. Because as we pray this next prayer, strange objects, strange infirmity, hiding in the blood, hiding in the bone marrow, hiding in the digestive tract, hiding in the eyes, hiding in the throat, hiding in the urinary system, there will be an electric current shaking the body, and those things will run away. The cancer will dry up. and the cataract and fever shall disappear. Say, any curse issued against my health, break in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Get yourself ready. Don't feel sorry for that tummy. 1, 2. Something is coming out. 4, 5, 6, 7. Push it out, push it out. Thank you, Jesus. Silence now. That person here that were feeling lifeless when you got here, but everything swallowed your body by witchcraft powers have been vomited and replaced, and now you can find your strength again. Run quickly to the altar, that person. And that person, when you came here, you could not use your body parts very well, but now you have been healed. Run quickly to the altar too. Now, if you have any infirmity in your body, this is the time to smite them out of their hiding place. Whatever the infirmity is, you are going to smite it 21 times. By the time you finish, they will have gone back to the center. Don't worry, if you are having pain where you are smiting, the pain will vanish and the enemy will carry his load. Get yourself ready now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yes, it's coming out. Fifteen, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Check your body now. Do what you're not able to do before. Put your faith into action. And immediately you have been healed. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Check your body, check your body. Yes, that body part you cannot use. You can use it now. The lump in the body has just vanished. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these 7 prayers, I beg you, don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. If you pray these prayers and you lose your voice, and your life changes, your story changes, then you have made a good bargain. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every power hired to cast me. Can you shout it loud? Your time is up. Yeah. Come on, Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. The captain sepete la kaya boshende raba. The ribo sepende kaya boshende raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, it is done. So every curse that I have issued against myself, pray in the name of Jesus. Your voice is not loud enough. In Jesus' name we pray. So witchcraft curses backfire in the name of Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We are making powerful progress. Curses of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. I see somebody here. Before the next power must change hands, your story will have changed to glory. Curses of thou shall not be great. Jesus. Name we pray. Two more. And this last two, I want to beg you. If you are still hearing the voice of the next person to you, and you have not started the prayer, curses of my fathers that is affecting my destiny. Pray in the name of Jesus. Up your mouth. Something is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 7. Yes. Look at what is happening this morning. Say embargo curses. Can you shout it loud? I am not your candidate. Yeah! In the name of Jesus.
be with them. Be with them.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Say thank you, Jesus. If you are at this altar and you have a testimony to give, stay where you are. The others may go back to our seat now. If you have a testimony to give, see the testimony team by the right. But check your body very well, so that the enemy will not put any problem back on you. Jesus is here and his power is in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Those who have been denied promotion, that bondage is broken this morning. Those that the enemy has been stealing from on a regular basis, that bondage is broken this morning. Those who have never really achieved where God wants them to go to, that chain is broken completely this morning. Thank you, Jesus.